This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, you're on Joy with Brekkie Bears on a Monday morning, and we have in the studio with us queer geek of Oz, El Supremo, Sonia. Hey, Sonia.
Hey. Well, I don't know about the Supremo. Am I a pizza? No.
You are sort of like the organizer, though, aren't you? Do all the Facebooky stuff and make sure everyone's where they're meant to be and all that sort of stuff.
That sort of stuff. I think it's called project manager. Someone said, oh, that's what you're doing. I went, right, okay.
Yeah, that would be about right. So you've got a bit, because obviously it started last year, didn't it?
Yeah, in October at Armageddon, and October the 13th, I think it was.
Yeah, so you presented a panel at Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All about being queer and geek stuff.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a rundown on maybe the panel this year, mm-hmm. and what's the big topics you might be talking about this year?
Well, it's funny because it's kind of an intro again. It's like our second intro, even though it's the second one.
Yep.
We haven't been at Oz Comic Con before. It's a different organisation taking us on, so that's cool. But, of course, we'll be having the wonderful Dylan Adler, or Dillstick as he's known for Sci-Fi and Scream. And
mm-hmm.
he's a gamer, happy gamer, of course. And there's a real influence, I think, of games coming through for this one. And someone said, why aren't you at PAX, which is the big games convention coming up in August here in Melbourne? I just went, well, because we do still have other things in the geek world we're interested in. Comics. We've got Dina Curry, who's going to be joining us for the first time, which is really exciting.
Friend of the woods, yes, definitely.
He is a friend in the woods. In the woods or of the woods?
Of the woods, in the woods.
Oh, okay.
It's all the same.
So we've got his expertise and his fabulousness, and we've also got some more female representation, which is great this year, and we've got Raina, who we know from Techno Gaze.
Yes, and she follows us on Mondays. She does Monday mornings here at Joy.
She should be here soon.
Yeah, she should.
Hopefully. So she's also coming from that game and tech perspective, and big fan of those things. And also we've got Kyle Evans, brand new to the whole thing altogether, and he's coming from a cisgender sort of aspect and looking at gender issues and games and all those sorts of things.
Fantastic.
So again, it's very gamey. And then we've got Bailey O'Neill, one of our transgender reps, who's going to be talking about horror and the queer elements in that as well. So
and Patrick Wayland Smith as well.
No, Patrick, sadly not.
He's not doing it this year.
Not yet. He's a busy man. He's so busy. I've seen him on Facebook many times this weekend. He's getting his drag on. So I think he's been a bit busy. He has been in the photo shoot, and we did a video, and he was just fantastic.
You can get to the website queergeeksofoz.com.au, is it?
It's WordPress, actually.
WordPress.
GeeksofOz.wordpress.com.
Okay.
A bit tricky. Anyway.
You've got some video clips of the launch and everything for this year.
Yeah, we do. We had a bit of fun. We looked at it. What is your geek crime? So what are you guilty of as being a geek? And we did it like mug shots. So everyone wrote on a placard, a sign in front of their face, what their guilty passion is.
So what's your guilty passion?
Has to be horror, probably.
You are the queen of horror.
And Ewoks.
Yes. So. Ewoks.
What I'd like to do with Ewoks.
Ewoks horror. Ooh.
Is there an Ewoks horror
film? Show. No. There is some naughty videos, references. But not actual horror itself. Okay. There's those naughty ones, but naughty Ewoks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when is Oz Comic Con? Because that's coming up shortly.
This weekend.
Up, oh, my God. It's here.
Came around quick.
Yep. It's here. And
that is very quick.
And Hordor will be there and also known as Christian Nan. So it's got a very big Game of Thrones flavour this time.
And, of course, Christian obviously quite famously came out recently as well.
He spoke some words. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, he gets around that, man. I saw him on the new Will Wheaton project,
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Doing some skits on there. He does get around.
He's a cool guy. He's a DJ as well.
Yeah.
He has a really cool face tattoo as well. He's really awesome.
Which is covered up in the show, of course.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a scar in the show, I believe. So, look, it starts 5th of October, 6th of October. We're on Sunday the 6th at 2 p.m.
Excellent. Mm. Do you want to hang around for a second?
Yeah, sure.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Lovely. We're not going anywhere, but we'll be back.
Queer Geeks of Oz is returning. This time the mothership is landing at Oz Comic Con in Melbourne, Sunday, July 6th from 2 p.m. at the Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton. Everyone is welcome. An event for all the queer geeks of Oz. Nerd love, comics, sci-fi, video games and horror. Not all geeks are the same. Not all queers are the same. Find out more about the event and panel on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at Queer Geeks of Oz. QueerGeeksOfOz.wordpress.com. Joy is proud to support Queer Geeks of Oz.
Joy 94.9, this is the Brekkie Bears, and we have Sonia from the Queer Geeks of Oz in the studio with us. Now, Sonia, is there any particular guest at Oz Comic Con, maybe besides Hordor, because we know he's
Hordor,
that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
Oh, well, he's the big one.
He is the big one.
Literally. He is the big one, I think. Look, it would just be great to see all of them. There's some, you know, there's a couple of X-Men characters are going to be there, and actually that's a bit of a surprise. I shouldn't give it away too much, but something to do with Professor X will be visiting us.
Ooh. The new or the old one? Because there's two now, isn't there? That's interesting.
Let's just say there's a gender twist. There's a gender twist going to be at Greg X-Files.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, that's interesting. And, because it is all happening this weekend. That's really quickly. It's like,
I know.
So basically, just for people who don't know, it's like, so it's like a panel.
Yep.
And so you have a session at the, at Oz Comic Con.
At the venue, at the beautiful Royal, Royal Exhibition.
So
building.
Do you set your own agenda in terms of the topics you talk about?
Yes. Yep. Well, so far they've said, yep, to say what you like as long as it's queer, and like that's fine. What we are about. So
and do people then throw you questions at the end as well?
They will. We might even do it earlier than that if there's enough people that seem keen, and sometimes people will. I've been to a few panels where you'll get people not heckling but might call something out, and it's best to try and tackle that as quickly as possible, because the nerds can get a bit restless in the crowd.
Yeah,
you know.
We can.
That's very serious bunch, are we? Geeks?
Very.
We can be very serious.
Oh, you don't want to say something wrong, I swear.
Especially if it's Doctor Who. I'm terrified of a Doctor Who question, always.
Yeah, because they're manic fans, Doctor Who fans.
Not as much as Star Trek. I think Star Trek.
Oh, see, I'm
really
a bit of a Star Trek fan myself. That's it.
But you're a Doctor Who fan too.
No, not really. So I get in trouble because
you like the old ones, don't you? Not the new ones.
No, I like Christopher Eccleston and I like David Tennant, but I'm not a Matt Smith fan at all.
Oh,
so I'm looking forward to the new Doctor Who.
Pete Crowdy, yes.
Yeah, Pete Crowdy. Because I want to see if he does it in a Glaswegian accent.
I want to see if he swears a lot, because he swears a lot and everything else he does.
Oh, no. Goldilocks has just walked in with a look on her face.
I love Matt Smith.
She loves Matt Smith. Oh, no. See, I told you I get in trouble. I get in trouble all the time for that.
Oh, get your fez on.
I know.
Geeks are crazy passionate, see?
They are.
Yeah, but I guess we're doing it because we know that not all geeks are the same, but we also know that not all queers are the same.
That's very true.
So it's a niche within the niche, and it's good to be out there and saying, well, look, this is us, here we are. And the organisers are pretty excited because they've gone, well, yes, of course, there is a lot of issues here, especially with the situation in Australia at the moment, I think. Perhaps.
Situation in Australia?
Well, you know.
What are you referring to? I don't know what you're referring to. I think Australia, I thought Australia would be quite progressive in that area, but maybe not.
I'm just thinking about equality. Look, representation and games especially. And
there is a lot. I actually heard on Technogaze that there's a new game got greenlighted on Steam that was about queer Melbourne. And it was like they actually have people going to the Peel and all that sort of stuff. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So there is that.
Yeah, there is that.
And there are certain games out there as well. Luke, you'd know, because you're about to do Critical Hit, of course. The gaming show on Joy.
I'll be seeing you next week too, won't I?
Exactly, you will. Be on Sci-Fi and Scream next week.
So yeah, there are a lot of games out there that allow you to play gay characters, which is really good. Like I played, what's that Elder Scrolls one?
Skyrim.
And I got married to my male companion, and it was like, it was kind of cute.
Did you die horribly? No?
No.
Okay.
No, I quite like Skyrim. I was quite good at it.
All right. So one more time, Sonia, if you want to get involved with the Queer Geeks of Oz, how can you do that?
Yes, you can go to Queer Geeks of Oz on Facebook. just head there, obviously. Put in your search engine on the old Facebook. Find out about all the things that are coming up. We will have some giveaways as well. And what other things we'll be doing. Yeah, like I said, it's going to be great fun. Hopefully everyone will come along. This Sunday, the 6th of July at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. is the panel.
Yeah, and if you want to find out how to get tickets and all that, I'll put a link on there too for Oz Comic Con.
Lovely. Easy. Thank you very much, Sonia, for coming in today and talking to us about all things geek. We
Thank
love geeky
you.
Things.
Thank you, my hairy earthlings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.